Enter King Claudius, Queen Gertrude, Laertes, Lords, Osric, and attendants with foils, etc.
Come, Hamlet, come and take this hand from me.
King Claudius puts Laertes' hand into Hamlet's.
Give me your pardon, sir. I've done you wrong, but pardoned, as you are a gentleman, the presence knows. And you must needs have heard how I am punished with sore distraction. What I have done, that might your nature, honour, and exception roughly awake, I here proclaim was madness. Was't Hamlet wronged Laertes? Never, Hamlet. If Hamlet from himself be ta'en away, and when he's not himself does wrong Laertes, then Hamlet does it not. Hamlet denies it. Who does it, then? His madness. If it be so, Hamlet is of the faction that is wrong. His madness is poor Hamlet's enemy. Sir, in this audience, let my disclaiming from a purposed evil free me so far in your most generous thoughts that I have shot mine arrow o'er the house and hurt my brother.
I am satisfied in nature, whose motive, in this case, should stir me most to my revenge. But in my terms of honour I stand aloof, and will no reconcilement, till by some elder masters of known honour I have a voice and precedent of peace to keep my name ungored. But till that time I do receive your offered love like love, and will not wrong it.
I embrace it freely, and will this brother's wager frankly play. Give us the foils. Come on.
Come, one for me.
I'll be your foil, Laertes. In mine ignorance your skill shall, like a star in the darkest night, stick fiery off indeed.
You mock me, sir.
No, by this hand.
Give them the foils, young Osric. Cousin Hamlet, you know the wager.
Very well, my lord. Your grace hath laid the odds of the weaker side.
I do not fear it. I have seen you both. But since he is bettered, we have therefore odds.
This is too heavy. Let me see another.
This likes me well. These foils have all a length.
Aye, my good lord.
Set me the stoups of wine upon that table. If Hamlet give the first or second hit, or quit in answer of the third exchange, let all the battlements their ordnance fire. The king shall drink to Hamlet's better breath, and in the cup an union shall he throw, richer than that which four successive kings in Denmark's crown have worn. Give me the cups, and let the kettle to the trumpet speak, the trumpet to the cannoneer without, the cannons to the heavens to earth. Now the king dunks to Hamlet. Come, begin, and you, the judges, bear a wary eye.
Come on, sir.
Come, my lord.
They play.
One.
No.
Judgment.
A hit. A very palpable hit.
Well, again.
Stay. Give me drink. Hamlet, this pearl is thine. Here's to thy health.
Trumpets sound, and cannon shot off within.
Give him the cup.
I'll play this bout first. Sit by a while. Come.
They play.
Another hit. What say you?
A touch. A touch, I do confess.
Our son shall win.
He's fat and scant of breath. Here, Hamlet, take my napkin, rub thy brows. The queen carouses to thy fortune, Hamlet.
Good madam.
Gertrude, do not drink.
I will, my lord. I pray you pardon me.
Aside.
It is the poisoned cup. It is too late.
I dare not drink yet, madam. By and by.
Come, let me wipe thy face.
My lord, I'll hit him now.
I do not think t—
Aside.
And yet 'tis almost against my conscience.
Come, for the third. Laertes, you do but dally. I pray you pass with your best violence. I am afeard you make a wanton of me.
Say you so? Come, on.
They play.
Nothing neither way.
Have at you now!
Laertes wounds Hamlet. Then, in scuffling, they change rapiers, and Hamlet wounds Laertes.
Part them. They are incensed.
Nay, come again.
Queen Gertrude falls.
Look to the queen there, ho!
They bleed on both sides. How is't, my lord?
How is't, Laertes?
Why, as a woodcock to mine own springe, Osric. I am justly killed with mine own treachery.
How does the queen?
She swoons to see them bleed.
No, no. The drink, the drink. Oh, my dear Hamlet. The drink, the drink. I am poisoned.
Dies.
Oh, villainy. Oh, let the door be locked. Treachery! Seek it out!
It is here. Hamlet, thou art slain. No medicine in the world can do thee good. In thee there is not half an hour of life. The treacherous instrument is in thy hand, unbated and envenomed. Foul practice has turned itself on me. Lo, here I lie, never to rise again. Thy mother's poisoned. I can no more. The king's to blame.
The point? Envenomed too? Then venom to thy work!
Stabs King Claudius.
Treason!
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 Oh, yet defend me, friends, I am but hurt.
Here, thou incestuous, murderous, damned Dane, drink off this potion. Is thy union here? Follow my mother.
King Claudius dies.
He is justly served. It is a poison tempered by himself. Exchange forgiveness with me, noble Hamlet. Mine and my father's death come not upon thee, nor thine on me.
Dies.
Heaven make thee free of it. Oh, I follow thee. I am dead, Horatio. Oh, wretched queen, adieu. You that look pale and tremble at this chance, oh, that are but mutes or audience to this act, had I but time. Oh, as this fell sergeant Death is tricked in his arrest. Oh, I could tell you. God let it be. Horatio, I'm dead. Thou livest. Report me and my cause aright to the unsatisfied.
Never believe it. I am more an antique Roman than a Dane. Here's yet some liquor left.
As thou art man, give me the cup. Let go, by heaven, I'll have it. Oh, good Horatio, what a wounded name. Things standing thus unknown shall live behind me. If thou didst ever hold me in thy heart, absent thee from felicity a while, and in this harsh world draw thy breath in pain to tell my story.
March afar off, and shot within.
What warlike noise is this?
Young fort in brass, with conquest come from Poland, to the ambassadors of England gives this warlike volley.
Oh, I die, Horatio. This potent poison quite outgrows my spirit. I cannot live to hear the news from England, but I do prophesy the election lights on Fortinbras. He has my dying voice, so tell him. With the occurrence, more and less, which have solicited, the rest is silence.
Dies.
Now cracks a noble heart. Good night, sweet prince, and flights of angels sing thee to thy rest. Why does the drum come hither?
March within. Enter Fortinbras, the English ambassadors, and others.
Where is this sight?
What is it you would see? If aught of woe or wonder, cease your search.
This quarry cries on havoc. Oh, proud death! What feast is toward in thine eternal cell that thou so many princes at a shot so bloodily hast struck?
The sight is dismal, and our affairs from England come too late. The ears are senseless that should give us hearing. To tell him his commandment is fulfilled, that Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead, where should we have our thanks?
Not from his mouth, had it the ability of life to thank you. He never gave commandment for their death. But since, so jump upon this bloody question, you from the Polack wars, and you from England, are here, arrived, give order that these bodies, high on a stage, be placed to the view. And let me speak to the yet unknowing world how these things came about. So shall you hear of carnal, bloody, and unnatural acts, of accidental judgments, casual slaughters, of deaths put on by cunning and forced cause, and, in this upshot, purposes mistook, fallen on the inventors' heads. All this can I truly deliver.
Let us haste to hear it, and call the noblest to the audience. For me, with sorrow I embrace my fortune. I have some rights of memory in this kingdom, which now to claim my vantage doth invite me.
Of that I shall have also cause to speak, and from his mouth whose voice will draw on more. But let this same be presently performed, even while men's minds are wild, lest more mischance on plots and errors happen.
Let four captains bear Hamlet like a soldier to the stage, for he was likely, had he been put on, to have proved most royally. And, for his passage, the soldier's music and the rites of war speak loudly for him. Take up the bodies. Such a sight as this becomes the field, but here shows much amiss. Go, bid the soldiers shoot.
A dead march. Exeunt, bearing off the dead bodies, after which a peal of ordnance is shot off. End of Act 5. End of Hamlet by William Shakespeare.